Scott Morrison said that Anthony Albanese's drastic weight loss, and he's lost quite a bit, it's somewhere between 14 and 18 kilos, and his restyled image, which personally I can't see, he looks exactly the same to me, maybe just a bit thinner. But Scott Morrison says that's proof that Anthony Albanese doesn't know who he is. And this came to light last night on Sky News. He was on Paul Murray Live and made those comments where the Prime Minister was trying to say that Anthony Albanese has changed his look. I'm still the same. I'm reliable, Scott Morrison. But his comments have been described as bullying, a low blow, that he's jealous of the way that Anthony Albanese looks. Does any of this really matter? Does it matter to you the way politicians look and what they wear? 133 693. Have a listen to what the Prime Minister actually had to say on Sky News last night.
I'm not pretending to be anyone else. We're still wearing the same glasses. Sadly, the same suits. And I weigh about the same. And I don't mind a bit of Italian cake either. So I'm happy in my own skin. I'm not pretending to be anyone else.
Okay, so firstly, I'll take your calls. What do you think of those comments? Were they bullying, a low blow, jealous, or was it just calling it how he sees it? 133 693. Does it make you think worse of the Prime Minister, or does it make you think what the point he was trying to make, and that is that he's reliable and he's stable and he still looks the same? Joining me now to tell us how much someone's physical appearance matters, Imogen Lamport is a personal stylist. Hello, Imogen.
Hi.
So how are you? Thank you for joining me. We heard Scott Morrison there highlighting the fact that he's got the same glasses, the same suits. Is that necessarily a good thing for somebody, especially in an election year?
Look, it can be and it may not be, because, I mean, he is trying to say he's stable and he's not changing. But I really don't think weight loss has got anything to do with not being who you are, because I would suspect that Albo decided to lose weight when his marriage broke down. And often this is a time when people reassess their lives. And plus also, you know, in middle age, with a bit of middle age spread, less healthy. Things can go wrong a little bit more easily. And I'm sure that part of what he's done with losing weight was actually about improving his health. Not just about looking different.
Do you think that we still tend to judge people as somehow being a better person if they've lost weight?
Look, we do. There's a lot of interesting research around what people look like and how we judge them. And look, some of the fascinating research that's come out in recent years is that we make a decision about someone within 0.1 seconds, which is pretty fast. And in that time, we decide how competent, likable, trustworthy and dominant you are, which, you know, for a politician, you know, they want a bit of dominance. They need to be seen as a leader, but they also need to be seen as competent, likable and trustworthy. So, you know, we make these decisions hugely quickly. And what's been really fascinating is there was some Australian research done in the after the 2004 election about the attractiveness of our candidates and whether that made any difference in the polling booth.
And does it?
It did, interestingly. So, in fact, they got all the, you know, they kind of made a selection of candidates, but they took out the 8 most known. And then they got both Australians and people from overseas to rate their attractiveness, because, of course, people from, you know, Australians may have preconceived ideas about, you know, these people.
Yeah.
But they found that overall, the attractiveness was actually quite the same. And what was very interesting, that a more attractive candidate is associated with around a 2% increase in their share of the vote, which in a swinging seat can be enough to win or lose by.
Gee, that's really interesting. So looks are important. And I feel like, Imogen, when we're talking about politicians, there's always debate over the colour of their ties. And I remember some years ago, Kevin Rudd wore a blue tie. And I think it was probably the timing of it, because Julia Gillard had just made some comments about the fact that the country was being run by men in blue ties, and then Kevin Rudd came out in a blue tie. But then we associate the red tie with Donald Trump, I think, since his election campaign. Which is the power move? And do people perceive the person who wears one of those two colours differently?
Look, interestingly, colour is quite a subliminal, subconscious sort of thing, but in fact it has a big impact subconsciously, which is interesting because most of the time we don't even think we notice these things. But they have done research, particularly with politicians, to notice how people are perceiving them. And so the red tie, like Donald Trump's red tie, it's the power move. Red is an aggressive colour. If you think about an angry face, it's a red face. It's quite an aggressive sort of colour. And so therefore you wear it when you say, I am the most powerful person in the room. Now, when we think about blue, blue is the colour of the sky. It's actually the world's favourite colour. It's the sky on a I'm not going to rain on you day, you don't need your umbrella. And so therefore blue is seen as the most trustworthy colour. And this is probably why so many politicians like a blue tie, because they're trying to say that they're trustworthy with that little bit of subliminal colour psychology.
And I imagine political parties put a lot of thought and discussion into the wearing of glasses. I think there was a reference to Anthony Albanese. I'm not sure he may have
had some new frames.
Yeah. But the Prime Minister, you know, pointed out, I'm still wearing the same sunglasses. So glasses can make a big difference to how people are perceived. I keep thinking that Matthew Guy would look. Would you put glasses on Matthew Guy?
If he needs them for his vision, yes.
No, as a look thing. What does it say about you if you've got glasses on?
What's interesting is research has done that they found that people who wear glasses are seen as 38% smarter than those who aren't wearing glasses.
Right.
And so if you want to look a bit smarter, a pair of glasses certainly doesn't help you, because it says, you know, we associate glasses with studiousness. So this is one of those things. But then, you know, frames get dated. There's fashion trends in glasses frames. And also, too, is most people update their frames every number of years anyway. He could have just been due for an update. But it is one of those things that a more modern frame, so something that's more in fashion, may say that I'm more modern and forward-thinking, versus I'm wearing my same old frame, says I'm more conservative. Now, you think about Scott Morrison, he is going for a more conservative voter who may like things being stable and unchanging, especially with how much change there has been in the past 2 years with everything that's been happening in the world, that I think that's what he's trying to play to. He's trying to make himself look like the really safe option.
And what about moustaches and beards? We see a lot of them at the moment among sportsmen, but not so much. In fact, I can't think of the last politician I can recall with a beard or a moustache. Do they say you're not trustworthy?
You know, beards and moustaches are very, very fashionable at the moment. You know, you think about the hipster and the beards and all that sort of stuff. And so many young men have beards these days. It's very, very fashionable and trendy. And you've got to think about, though, that the era which most of our politicians grew up in, the beard was not trendy or fashionable. So they've never really had one. But also, too, is we do see a covered face. So when the hair covers the face, because we can't see the entire face and maybe the mouth quite as easily, which we, you know, get a lot of expression from the different, you know, expressions on people's faces, that we do see them as a bit less trustworthy than someone with a clean shaven face, which is probably why politicians tend to go for the clean shaven look.
Right. And one final word for you, Imogen. I think I know what the answer might be. Crocs. There was one of the dads on Married at First Sight last night was wearing a pair of bright yellow Crocs when some visitors came over, and that was on the telly. Is there any rules with Crocs? Can you wear them outside of the family home?
Look, I believe nurses and doctors wear them a lot because they can have the blood hosed off them.
Oh, that's nice.
That's, you know, that they were very much developed for people in the medical industry and places like that where you need to hose your footwear down. For the rest of us, Crocs really are a very utilitarian piece of footwear. They're not the most stylish piece of footwear. And I generally say, you know, if you're going to have company over, maybe put on a different pair of shoes.
Just as a gentle suggestion. Thank you so much. Imogen Lamport there. She's an image consultant, and you could find her at bespokeimage.com.au.